This is Bob Doty with the VOA Special English Economics Report. For 50 years, the business magazine Fortune has published a list of the 500 biggest companies in the United States. The new Fortune 500 list has come out. For the third year, the magazine names Walmart the biggest company in America. Walmart is known for low prices in its stores. The company had sales of about $259,000 million last year. Walmart is first on the Fortune 500 list by revenue, or the total amount of money it received. Second is ExxonMobil. But ExxonMobil is first in profit among the 500 companies listed by Fortune magazine. The company recorded earnings of more than $21,000 million in 2003. Walmart had a profit of $9,000 million. That puts Walmart in eighth place on the list of the most profitable companies in America. The new Fortune 500 list rates General Motors as the third largest company in the nation, down from second place last year. The Ford Motor Company is fourth, and fifth is General Electric. Two more oil companies are sixth and seventh on the list. Like ExxonMobil, high oil prices helped sales at Chevron Texaco and ConocoPhillips last year. Citigroup is eighth on the Fortune 500 list by revenue, but the financial services company is second in profits. Citigroup recorded earnings of nearly $18,000 million last year. Ninth on the Fortune 500 list is International Business Machines, the computer maker known as IBM. And the tenth biggest money maker in the United States is the insurance company American International Group, or AIG. The Fortune 500 list is part of American business culture, but only public companies appear on the list. Public companies sell their shares of ownership on a stock exchange to any investor. They must also release their financial information. Together, the largest American companies had record sales last year. Low interest rates meant that people and businesses had more money to spend. Fortune also notes the tax cuts and spending increases by the Bush administration. The magazine says few observers had expected such a widespread profit recovery following 2 years of poor results. This VOA Special English Economics Report